Notice, which thou redeemest to thee from Egypt. God brought Israel out of Egypt, and he brought us out of Egypt, Shabbat telling us of the world and from the nations and their gods. So we have been redeemed from all the idolatry and all of the nations and everything else here. Now we look at the redemption price here in 1 Timothy 2, 5 and 6.
For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
There is one God, and we know him as Jehovah. There is one mediator, and we know him as Christ our Lord. There is one mediator between God and man. The Virgin Mary is not a mediator. Now, she could mediate in a measure before she passed on. Just like you and I can pray for one another. We can actually come before the throne of grace as a mediator. But when we're gone, we're gone. There will not be no mediator no more. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that is Christ Jesus. There's a lot of times that one church puts a lot of different saints up as the ones that are mediators. And what does that say to Christ when they do that? It's really...
His work wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Can't do it all.
It's just horrible, really. So just think what they're doing and saying. There's a place of mediator. Well, there's only one mediator. One. He brings us to God. And notice why. He gave himself a ransom for all to be testified. He paid the price. And so we should give him his place. Notice this word due time. In other words, it's a fact that was attested to at the right and proper time. Christ come to die on the cross. Not a bit early, not a bit late. He come at the right and proper time. We find in what was redeemed in Numbers, I don't think I give it down here. I didn't write it, but in Exodus 13:13, I'll turn there and read that if somebody can get there quicker, but notice here in Exodus 13:13, and every firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb, and if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break his neck. And all the firstborn of man among thy children shalt thou redeem. All the firstborn among man and children, the firstling of an ass. Redemption was not an option. If you didn't redeem the ass, you broke his neck. There's a judgment. In other words, that firstling of an ass is representing all of Adam. All of Adam. That old creation. And of course, it's the same thing. The redeem, and all the firstborn of man shall, among thy children shalt thou redeem. In other words, by saying that ass, when he had to be redeemed or break his neck, it just says if they're not redeemed, then death is still a reality. For those that will not be, as it were, in other words, all of Adam's race was provided for at the cross. And it could be, in other words, this ass could be redeemed by a lamb. It's telling us that the same lamb, the Lamb of God, was the one that redeemed for all the firstborn. But for those that reject that redemption, then they're dead. There's judgment for them. Let's go to Numbers 3:12-13.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, and I, behold, I have taken Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of all the firstborn that openeth the matrix among the children of Israel. Therefore the Levites shall be mine, because all of the firstborn are mine. For on the day that I smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I hallowed unto me all the firstborn in Israel, both men and beasts. Mine shall they be. I am the Lord.
So here we find again, we remember back in Israel, when Israel was under Egyptian rule. The sentence was that the tenth judgment was that the firstborn would have to die. Now the way that the Israelites and all those, if they avoided that, was to put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel. That then the death angel come, it bypassed all of that. In other words, that lamb died instead of the firstborn. That lamb. And that just tells us Christ died instead of us. So he died for us. That's why we can say that I've been crucified with Christ. Christ died. He took my old man, my old Adamic man, that old flesh, and put him into the grave. And so now God, instead of taking the firstborn and getting all the firstborn rounded up out of Israel, he said, I'll take the tribe of Levi instead of all the firstborn. Therefore, he said, the Levi shall be mine. And the reason God said he could do this, because all the firstborn were mine. And so he did. He took the tribe of Levi. And of course, see, we just see here, the ransom was paid for all of Adam's race. And of course, they were redeemed here in Israel, in Egypt, was by that Passover lamb. Or we would say the blood of Jesus Christ. That lamb was typical of Christ who was to shed his blood and did on the cross. Psalms 34, verse 22.
The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate.
So what we've seen so far then, we go back that God has redeemed the firstborn, all of Adam's race, and now he's redeemed the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And of course, our souls are that word desolate means to be punished or perish. So again, we don't have to worry about where our soul is going to be. We know that it's going to be in paradise. Why? Because Christ has paid the ransom price. He has redeemed my soul. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Now, so what is man's part in redemption? Well, it's just to believe and receive. That knows is that trust in him. That's our part, is to trust in him and his sacrifice. Also, our bodies are redeemed. And this is important to you and I, because what about our bodies? And our sickness, it gets sick, it's attacked. And can we really, now we can come and say, Lord, you know, protect me and put me, ultimately. But when it comes to healing, and there's some that don't believe that healing's in the atonement, that they think, well, you can't go to God for your healing, but notice here in Romans 8:23.
And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body.
Amen. We groan within ourselves. In other words, even we ourselves groan within ourselves. Now, what is groaning within ourselves? It's our spirit longs for our new bodies. Our spirit longs to be clothed upon with our glorified bodies. Our spirit longs and groans for this. And what for? Waiting for the placing of the sun, the reality of it, the manifestation of it, the redemption of our bodies. And 1 John 3:2 says that. And it says in 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. Does our spirit wants that, and our soul cries out for that too. We want to be clothed. Well, it's going to happen. I say a lot of times, I need a new body. Well, I'm going to receive one someday. So, and why? Why can I have that hope? Because the price has been paid. It's already been bought, paid for. We also see the land was redeemed here in Leviticus 25:23-24.
The land shall not be sold forever, for the land is mine. For you are the strangers and sojourners with me, and in all the land of your possession, you shall grant a redemption for the land.
Now this is what we know as the land of Palestine today, or over there in Israel. And of course, God has already paid the price. And so we can see that. it's theirs. And you know, Arafat and his people might argue about over it, but they're going to come a time when God's going to take it. Jesus is going to set foot on it and take it, and they ain't going to argue with him.